This is RTI, Radio Tisnes International, with everything you wanted to know about Tisnes, a small island community on the Norwegian west coast, but were afraid to ask. RTI from Tisnes with love. Welcome to the 68th episode of Radio Tisnes International, RTI for short. And I'm your host, Jarle Pettersson. My apologies for not being able to publish RTI material on a more frequent basis. I would if I could, but truth be told, this radio thing isn't very popular in the Pettersson household. My wife suspects that it's all about ridiculing Tisnes with equally ridiculous news. But I swear that all the news brought to you are genuine local newspaper stuff. So if what I'm putting on air is ridiculous, then Tisnes news are in fact ridiculous, and I wash my hands. The teenage daughter, of course, finds everything Dad does utterly embarrassing, and I couldn't agree more. Now for some ridiculous news.
RTI. You're listening to RTI.
As reported in the previous episode, a group of Tisnes friends recently toured Russia in a bid to promote this summer's Tisnes Fest. The primary goal, however, was to obtain three former Soviet Lada cars. While they didn't stumble across any in Russia herself, they succeeded in acquiring three cars in the former Soviet Republic Estonia, now lavishly decorated with Tisnesfest and sponsor logos. The gang returned to Volga last Saturday, where they were met by a brass band and scores of enthusiastic locals, celebrating the local hero's return with cake and much festivity. Needless to say, the mayor himself presided over the festive occasion. Two of the cars are to be kept for publicity purposes, but the third will be auctioned off during Tisnes Fest, so if you're interested in a vintage Soviet Lada, you know where to be this summer.
Давай!
Last Saturday also saw the opening of the mini-library set up inside what used to be the wheelhouse of the long-since-scrapped boat Balmsund, inspired by the Little Free Library movement, in which the public is invited to leave a book and take one with them.
Sie hören Radio Tüsnes International.
Local police and an attorney representing a bankruptcy estate are in search of a 53-foot freighter built in 1951, currently missing from the estate. According to the Tisnes sheriff, the boat isn't on Tisnes. Local newspaper Bladet Tisnes recently published a photograph of the boat taken in 1988. The vessel looked pretty much like a wreck 30 years ago, and I wouldn't be surprised if it long since found its eternal rest at the bottom of the sea. In a public meeting held on Tisnes recently, people expressed much frustration with premium lands given to vacation home owners over local residents. If you want to build a cabin on Tisnes, you will just have to accept that the locals get the best sites, said Mr. Lawrence Lunde in the meeting. Meanwhile, we do indeed see the best lots going to quote-unquote strangers.
Estás escuchando a Radio Tisnes Internacional.
Reality TV show featuring Americans with Norwegian ancestry recently visited Tisnes as one of the participants had a great-great-great-grandfather from Tisnes. They find the place utterly magical. The show's host, Fridtjof Nielsen, told local newspaper blog at Tisnes.
R-D-I-B-D-Y-S-N-E-S R-D-I-B-D-Y-S-N-E-S
A car veered off the road and straight into a tree at Hovland's Strand on Tisnes last Sunday. The police immediately called the driver by phone, who informed them he was out looking for red deer in the early hours. The police did not attend the scene of the accident.
Thank you.
In other news, local newspaper Bladet Tysnes recently succeeded in tracking down an A-level student who is willing to move back to Tysnes after completing her education. That is where I like to be, she says in an interview with the newspaper.
On 500 miles away from home, teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the thing she wrote. She said, "We miss you, son, we love you, come on home."
I know this is the same road I took the day I left home, but it sure looks different now. Well, I guess I look different too, 'cause time changes everything. I wonder what they'll say when they see their boy looking this way.
Oh, I wonder what they'll say when I get home. Can't remember when I ate. It's just thumb and walk and wait. And I'm still 500 miles away from home. If my luck had been just right, I'd be with them all tonight. But I'm still 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home. Cold and tired and all alone. Yes, I'm still 500 miles away from home. Oh, I'm still 500 miles away from home.
In this episode, I have taken the liberty of including a report from the Constitution Day celebration in Lunde. Some say Lundegrend, by the way, on Tysnes. Here we go. I'm at the Lundegrend Community Centre at Tysnes, at the end of a day marking the Norwegian Constitution Day, the 17th of May, following a procession through the borough with brass band and lots of people. Not many people left here right now, but it's been a beautiful day. Blue sky, flag waving in the wind, and happy people, as you may perhaps hear. Games have been held for the kids. What you hear in the background here is shooting competition. We are, of course, talking air rifles. But all in all, a very successful day. Okay, over to the RTI studio. Thank you. And weather conditions were indeed extraordinary in Lindigans that day. I have even managed to get hold of some footage from the aforementioned Lindigans procession. Please click link for a peek. I will have you know that yours truly has seen walking between his blue-dressed wife and some other woman doesn't normally walk around with both hands buried in his pockets. Other than that, I think I speak for everybody when I say that the day was a smashing hit. Which concludes today's episode. Later, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.